Major disruption in town as a pipe bursts. People have described traffic chaos and disruption to residents and businesses in Wallingford after a pipe burst in a busy town centre road. The pipe in St John's Road burst on Tuesday of last week, leaving people in the area without any water or with low water pressure. Thames Water sent a team out to deal with the emergency incident, and while the water supply issues were stemmed the same day, the damaged infrastructure required a lengthier fix. Traffic control three-way lights were installed as a large hole was dug to access and repair the pipe, with water intentionally turned off again later in the week to enable the works to be completed. Pamela Barry, who runs the coffee shop in St John's Road, described how disappointed she was that work from the water company were back on the road outside her business. "They're back," she said. "They dug a huge hole again with three-way traffic lights, which malfunctioned at one point and were stuck on permanent red. It was dangerous as people were just guessing and making a dash for it. They turned the water off on Thursday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. They did let me know the previous day, so I stocked up with what I could and asked them to deliver bottles of water to me, as obviously I needed hot water to clean. So I was using my urn, which had to be refilled. I put a post out on social media to ask people to still pop up and grab a coffee. The queues haven't been too long to get through the roadworks, but it is a major through road in the town." One resident who did not wish to be named said, "I live immediately out beside the site of the works and have been directly affected." He described the water supply being shut off twice on Tuesday at about 11 for the rest of the day until 8:30, and again on Thursday, and disruption from noisy roadworks, which started about 6:15 a.m. on Saturday, involving diggers and heavy machinery. "This caused significant disturbance at an unusually early hour for a residential street." The St John's Road residents added, "There has already been a great deal of disruption in this area over the past year and a half due to utility works, sometimes by third-party contractors. However, this week's handling by Thames Water has been particularly poor in terms of communication and consideration for residents." A spokesperson for Thames Water said, "These works are now complete. We appreciate these works cause disruption to residents and are grateful for their patience while our engineers carry out these essential repairs. This latest, almost week-long disruption was just the latest in a series of roadworks which have plagued St John's Road, which faced a similar situation in January last year when it burst a pressurised foul water sewage and saw the same stretch of road closed."